This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers are looking to better regulate funeral homes with two bills in the state legislature. One would increase rules in the industry, while the other would require licensing. The proposals come after a string of disturbing arrests involving fraud and the mishandling of human remains. Republican State Representative Matt Soper of Mesa and Delta Counties.
We've been working with the industry just because we've had horrific stories coming out of Denver or Penrose or Montrose. That doesn't mean that we're not aware that most of the industry are still really good, compassionate morticians and crematorium operators. And we want to make sure that we have a transition to licensure that doesn't knock out a lot of the good guys.
Lawmakers plan to introduce the first bill this week. Denver is trying to help the more than 1,000 people who got temporary housing last year into permanent shelter. Now the city has a new embedded federal employee to help meet those goals. Jamie Reif is with the city.
We're one of seven communities across the United States to have a dedicated embedded federal employee who's high ranking, and they will get some waivers from the federal government to waive some of these restrictions that particularly for low-income and people experiencing homelessness just really tend to be a barrier.
Reif says requirements like proof of income and other documentation were often waived during the COVID pandemic, and that helped get people into rental housing more quickly. In Boulder, partly cloudy tonight and 34 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 61. This is CPR News at 7:06.